This is Seaman head wrestling coach Patrick Kelly with a special edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. In the studio this morning is 2011 grad and current Bethany Swede, Cole Schreiner, home on break from the grind of practice, classes, and competition. Cole, how are you?
Good. It's exciting to be back. Couldn't wait to get home with the family and catch up with Coach Kelly.
All right. Very good. Well, while we have you here, let's get right to it. I've got a few questions for you. What is the biggest difference between high school and college wrestling?
I would say the biggest difference is just like the mat time. The amount of mat time you'll get because you have a 3-minute period, a 2-minute period, and then another 2-minute period. And you wouldn't really think that 1 minute will do much, but it makes a heck of a difference.
All right, so looking at the difference between high school and college wrestling, I'm sure that, you know, it's just physically more demanding. You have more tough matches in a row, that sort of thing. What do you think is the most important asset for a college wrestler, particularly thinking of a high school wrestler transitioning into college? What do you think is the biggest asset?
I would probably say the conditioning asset is huge because you're going so intense for so long that you just got to have your conditioning that's deepened every match.
All right, very good. All right, you're in good hands with two guys that are leading the Bethany program. I really think highly of what the work that head coach Jacob Mars is doing and assistant Cody Garcia. Give me your thoughts on these former college standouts.
They're great coaches. I mean, they know a lot about the sport. They've taken me from a mediocre wrestler to a good wrestler in a short amount of time, and it's great working out with Cody Garcia. He's just a genius on the mat. I don't know how he does it.
Okay, very good. In addition to Cole, Seaman currently has three other alums wrestling in college. Stephen Cooksley at Newman, Rick Singer at Baker, and Austin Ogden at Neosho. Many times these former Vikes are actually at the same competitions. What is it like seeing your former teammates wrestling for other teams?
Well, it's kind of weird not seeing them in the Power Vike on, but I managed to get used to it, and I always talk to the guys in between matches and before and after the tournaments just to catch up with them because it's nice to see familiar faces.
That's right. We're real proud of those four and really keeping an eye on their progress as we move forward. The NAIA has a unique way of qualifying for the national tournament. By virtue of your top four showing at an open earlier this season, you are already qualified for the national tournament, which takes place in early March in Des Moines, Iowa. This is quite an accomplishment for your freshman year and a real tribute to the program. Does that motivate you as you head into the second half of the season? What are your thoughts about being a national qualifier already?
Oh, I was excited as ever after that. After getting third place at the Bethany Open, that qualified me for nationals, and it just keeps the fire burning and wanting more and want that All-American. I'm not just going to settle for this national qualifier. I mean, it's a great accomplishment, especially for a freshman, but I'm looking for that All-American status.
Glad you're not just looking to settle for that national qualifier status, but are really looking to make some noise up in Des Moines. I have three brothers and a sister that live in the area, so maybe you'll have a couple more fans in the stands cheering you on. From your perspective now, what advice would you give to a high school-aged Cole Schreiner?
You kind of take for granted what you have in high school because high school, everything's just kind of handed to you. Your teachers kind of give you a little shove along. Once you get up into college, it's all you. And if you're not willing to put the time to do it, then it ain't going to get done. And that doesn't produce grades.
Okay, good advice. I hope some young people are listening out there. All right, and moving on with the advice, what advice would you give a senior as they prepare to graduate and make their college selection? And not just from an athletic or wrestling standpoint, but what do you think seniors should have in mind as they look at their college selection?
Well, after seeing some of my teammates quit this year and not coming back for semester, I've realized that location's kind of a big factor for anybody. If you're coming from like a big town, going to a small town atmosphere, I mean, there's going to be some changes. There's not going to be quite as much for you to do, but that's just something that you signed up for. And you got to be aware of location. You got to be aware of the academics that they offer. You got to be aware of just like the coaching staff, if you like them, the facilities, just the important stuff like that. That's what made me choose Bethany. So if you just take all those into account, then you'll be just fine.
All right, very good. And I think Cole's really directed in what he's doing and, you know, wants to make it through in 4 years. And I think that that's real important advice. So what do you miss most when you are miss most about home when you're off to college?
I would probably say just seeing the familiar faces all the time, because there's no place like home. And I love coming home, seeing my family, and trying not to be a burden on them and dumping all my laundry and then leaving. So it's nice to see the familiar faces, because I'm going somewhere where I don't really know anybody. I've made a lot of friends, but can't replace the ones you made in high school.
And finally, Cole, what do you see yourself doing for a career after college? I know that you've obviously just got your feet wet in college, but you seem to be really directed and a goal-oriented kind of person. What do you see yourself doing when you're through with college?
Well, the plan so far is to earn a degree in physical education and coaching, try to mosey my way up here and sneak into a physical education job and become a wrestling coach up here, but I'm willing to go to whoever wants me. But my preferred dream job is a seaman.
All right. Well, best of luck with that, Cole. We'd love to have you back one day. You know, keep working hard on the mat and hit your academics hard, and good things are going to happen for you. I'm convinced of that. Well, Cole, it's been a pleasure and an honor. You've made us proud, and you're continuing to make us proud. Wishing you the best in the second half of the season, and finish strong academically also. This is Coach Kelly signing off on a special edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Thanks for listening.